Chapter 11. The villip everted at last, assuming the likeness of the War Master's disfigured visage. Rugged and bold-featured, with pensive eyes and a fringed mouth, it had once been a face Vicky Shash might have found alluring. Now, laced with devotional scars and rearranged by ritual breakings, the best she could call it was interesting. So how come her stomach fluttered whenever she saw it? Why should she be annoyed that he had taken so long to respond to her villip? It had to be his power. She was drawn to powerful men. Well, males. She was not proud of this weakness. It was considered something of a perversion back on Kuat, where women of her station normally purchased Telbun servants to serve as their mates. But there it was, her secret shame. For a while, a very brief while, she had even been rather taken with furry little Borsk. "Vicky, you have something to report?" Salonglaw asked. "Yes." She liked how he always called her by her first name. It bespoke a certain intimacy he did not share with most others. "It was a surprising session."
"Lomanor says successful."
"Then he saw something I did not," she replied. "Nomanor misread the situation from the start. His arrogance forced Borsk to throw his support to the Jedi."
"Truly?"
The War Master did not seem all that surprised.
"And he assured me he would do so well."
"I have been all day salvaging the situation."
"You have?"
Savonglaw sounded surprised, no doubt because he was not accustomed to underlings showing such initiative.
"What have you done?"
"The Senate split roughly along core boundaries," she explained. "Those inside the core, and coincidentally in your invasion path, favored turning against the Jedi. The others support them."
"That was expected," Savonglaw said impatiently.
Seeing that the significance was lost on the War Master, Vicky tried a confident tone. "The core worlds have most of the resources still available to the New Republic, and those who control the purse strings control the government."
"Yes?"
"I've spent all morning talking to core senators. We don't have the votes to win a no-confidence call, but I'm convinced that were Borsk to meet an untimely end, the next chief of state would be less favorably disposed toward the Jedi."
Savonglaw's brow rose. "You are thinking of murder?"
Vicky was surprised to feel a shudder run down her spine. Murder was such an ugly way to put it, but how like the Yuuzhan Vong to say it in the ghastliest way possible?
"Nomanor was close enough today. He could do it."
"Nomanor?" Savonglaw echoed. "Are you not the one who will be elected chief of state when Borsk dies?"
"Not if," Vicky noted, "when." She smiled confidently.
"That's my plan, yes."
The War Master scowled. "Then you do it, Vicky."
Her smile vanished.
"Me?"
Thoughts swirled through her mind, trying to sort through the possible purposes behind his words. Was he testing her courage? Joking? Perhaps he simply did not understand the ramifications of his suggestion. Yes, that had to be it.
"I don't think politics work the same way in the New Republic as among the Yuuzhan Vong. Were I to murder Borsk, I'd be disgraced and sent to a rehabilitation facility, not elected chief of state."
"Only if you were caught."
Vicky paused. Savonglaw could certainly smuggle her some means of killing Borsk secretly, but knowing the Yuuzhan Vong, and the War Master in particular, she felt sure the method would involve some horrible mutilation to her own body, and still require her to look in the Bothan's eye as she murdered him. Though she had never killed anyone face to face before, she believed she could do it, considering the prize. But what of the investigation that followed? As fierce as the Yuuzhan Vong were as warriors, they knew nothing of the New Republic's investigative technology. technology that would be brought fully to bear to identify Borsk's assassin. Vicky shook her head.
It wouldn't work.
You're refusing me?
I am.
Her insides went cold. She already regretted proposing the assassination in the first place, but she knew better than to show fear now. The War Master would see hesitation as a sign of weakness, and pounce on it like the predator he was. And she had worked too hard, done too many things that repulsed even her, to throw it all away recklessly.
I won't do either of us any good on a prison planet.
Sabong La's tone grew dangerously even.
I have ways to force your cooperation. I'm sure Belindi Kalenda would be very interested to learn of our association.
I'm sure she would. But then you would lose that steady little flow of memories from the Nirmak Situation Room.
To illustrate her point, she tipped her head to one side and ground her teeth together, then winced as the Chi Lab detached itself and slithered down her nasal passage.
And I'm sure New Republic Intelligence would also be very interested in these.
The neural grub dropped out of her nostril exactly on cue, and a small smile of respect crept across Sabong La's face.
As you wish, Vicky Shesh, he said. But Numanor cannot be trusted with a task this important. A vermin hunter named Bjork Umi will contact you soon.
Yes?
Give him a time and a place, Sabong La said,
and you will become chief of state. Our chief of state.